Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Took from you to me, and who is this?
That's Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
Why didn't I think of this song?
Because that would just be mean.
I know. What's the song called?
Animal.
Animal.
So good.
It's a tough one. Why we make you do it. It is Ben and Woods. This hour of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Southern California Auto Club. Southern Californians could save an average of $537 when they switch to auto insurance through the Auto Club. Visit AAA.com/insurance to see how much you could save. Get a free quote at AAA.com/insurance today. Speaking of saving money.
Yes.
We're not usually like the shopping channel kind of save coupon type segment. But we're actually going to try to save you a little money here on our Crossing Streams segment with Craig Elston. We'll get to that right after the check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick. Well, 2021, we've been all about trying to save our listeners a little money. We've got our new Tier 1 partners at LoanPronto.com. Maybe save some money on your mortgage. And then Craig Elston is joining us right now, usually giving us streaming television recommendations, but now we're actually targeting the entire streaming services because there's a lot of them out there, and some are definitely worth, $15 a month you're paying. Others might not be quite as valuable. And unless you're just made of money, you just can't have all of them all at once, right, Woods?
Yeah, exactly.
You got to make some hard choices.
I've gotten to that point where I've looked down and been, you go to your subscriptions page in your phone and you're like, oh my God, all right. You just, in the moment, you don't think about it. You're like, oh, subscribe to this. Dude, I had to cut all of it. I mean, it was not all.
You get five or six.
I saved
of those,
the necessities,
you know,
for me.
Close to $100 a month. That's $1,200 a year. That's significant money you're paying for your home entertainment. So, Craig, good morning to you, and we appreciate you doing the hard work for us here.
Good morning, fellas. Yeah, you know, each year on the Crossing Streams pod, we have a couple of podcasts that we try to do as kind of a public service, and one that we detailed last week, right, our annual ranking of shows, and then the other one, which starts the year, is our annual ranking of platforms. So consider this kind of my consumer report for everyone out in the listening audience in terms of what's got value behind it, which ones are of secondary value, and then we'll wrap up with a couple of, you know, we're doing this on a budget, maybe a couple of recommendations. Now, let me be clear. I'm not made of money, but I probably do have all of these platforms, except for maybe one. But that is because I am your erstwhile reporter, right? I mean, you know, how am I going to recommend all these shows?
You can write off
these are write offs,
like your taxes or something.
I don't think you're allowed anymore, but you used to be able to write these off. So,
well, exactly. So, understanding that I'm the
so Craig, what? All right. Let's go basic. Yeah. If you can only afford one streaming service, like, what's your number one choice?
Okay, so I'd like to actually approach that in two different directions. So from
a
pure consumer value standpoint, what do I think is the number one standalone platform in 2021? And that, for me, is HBO Max, which checks in at one of the higher price points at $15 a month. But HBO Max, which got off to a really rough rollout last year, where if you had HBO Go or HBO Now, it just kind of switched on your phone, like when the YouTube album dropped in out of nowhere. You know, people on Roku didn't have access to it for a while. Now they do. But the library at HBO Max really can't be beat. Over 500 TV shows, over 1,800 movies. You've got all the HBO. You've got Max Originals, Turner Classic Network, Cartoon Network, Adult Swim, Sesame Street, Looney Tunes, on down the road. The thing is, though, you start with HBO, which is the most reliable creator of quality content that's out there. Then you've got the amazing library of movies, great kids programming. But the thing that makes HBO Max my number one rated platform for 2021 is because of something we've talked about on a past one of these segments, boys, that Warner Brothers announced that they're putting out 16 original movies the same day that they debut in the theaters. They debut on HBO Max, and they are available there for a month. Wonder Woman 84 was the first of those. In March, The Sopranos prequel is one of those. But there'll be about a movie or two a month from HBO Max. So for me, quality, breadth of content, HBO Max number one. But to answer your question, Ben, from an economic standpoint, if I only had $15 to spend, I couldn't go buy, you know, I don't have cable, I don't have anything, and I'm really in a hard spot, but I've got a family, and I've got to have something for everybody to watch, and I don't even want to spend $20 a month on the whole thing. I would go still to Netflix for that. You can buy Netflix as cheap as $9 a month or as expensive as $18 a month. The thing about it is you've got by far the biggest library on Netflix, over 2,000 TV shows, over 4,000 movies, and there's something for everybody on Netflix. Outside of sports, there's something for everybody. There's kids programming, drama, comedy, TV shows, half hour, hour, horror, you know, adventure, space, whatever you're thinking of. My quibble with Netflix is as follows. While, yes, it is the biggest, I don't think it's the best in terms of quality. I think it's a fire hose of mostly mediocre programming with a handful of shows that we wind up talking about over the course of the year on our Ben and Woods recommendation. So the way I put it is, if I had the full slate of everything and I was looking for one thing to cut, I might cut Netflix. But if I had nothing, I would only have Netflix, because I would know it would cover my family. They'd always have something fresh to watch.
That's actually what I've been doing, Woods. I've been trying to get all the good stuff that I can find on Netflix, watch it all, and then I say, okay, I'm good at least for a year, and I can do without Netflix and save some money there.
I can't, now that Craig said it, and I think about how often I use Netflix, I don't. I really don't. I mean, I never.
Find myself going to the HBO Max.
Yeah,
a lot
I'm always
now.
On HBO yeah. Max. I'm on Showtime because I'm streaming Billions like a madman right now. But and that's
Netflix
great.
Netflix is the one though. They'll come out with like a documentary series or a stand-up special, just like that one random one every 3 or 4 months. You're like, damn, you're going to miss that one, you know?
Yeah,
I know. I feel the same way, but go ahead, Craig.
Oh, I was just going to say, the thing about that is, though, Paul, with several of these platforms, if you can narrow it down to a couple, three things you like, and you don't have a time pressure to like, oh, this was released in March, I've got to watch it right now, you can use a free trial to get what you need. You know, so, and by the way, on our Crossing Streams platform rankings, we've got a lot, which I won't get into here, but a lot of more details on how you can use free trials to save yourself a little bit of money. And that's the way I think with some of these platforms, if you don't want to invest in them, you wait, you bogus up an email, you get a free trial, and you watch the couple things that you really wanted to watch, and then you let it go.
By the way, great point about the new movies coming out on HBO Max. If you save one movie ticket a month,
yeah.
I mean, I know it's a pandemic, no one's going to the theater right now, but maybe later in the year, say, hey, you know what, instead of paying for a family of four to each go and pay, you know, $17, $18 per ticket, just one ticket is basically pays for a month of HBO. You just saw that movie mm-hmm. in the comfort of your own home.
100%, guys. And that's why it's top value standalone to me. But let's talk about the other big value that's out there for streaming customers, and that's the Disney bundle. And I think by far this is the top bundle available for anybody, because for just $13 a month, $12.99, you get Disney Plus, you get Hulu, and you get ESPN Plus. So you add up the libraries between those three streaming platforms. You've got over 2,000 TV shows and about 1,600 movies between Disney Plus and Hulu. Then you've got all of ESPN's sports that represent on ESPN, and of course about 100 documentary series or more, you know, all the 30 for 30s and whatnot on ESPN Plus. The thing I love about this bundle is because it really does tie up everything very nicely. You've got Disney Plus, must-have platform if you have kids or if you're a Star Wars or a Marvel person. Hulu is a real great workaround to catch most of the original shows and network TV content. Let's say you cut the cord and you never reinstalled something like a YouTube TV or a Hulu with live sports. Well, this bundle gets you around a lot of it. You'll get a lot of the shows you would have missed through Hulu, and you'll get a lot of the sports you'll miss through ESPN Plus. So for people who really are looking to save money and maybe cut that cord and get away from the cable with 500 channels, that bundle right there for $13 really gets you most of the way home on an average week. Yeah, there's going to be some things you'd miss, but you'd get most of it with that bundle.
I agree. If you've got a family, Woods, yep, and you're a sports fan, that is a brilliant bundle. Plus, you get access to that insider content. You know, when you're clicking, and yeah, I hate when I'm on ESPN.com and you click something and all of a sudden you're blocked by a paywall. Like, wait, I wanted to read the rest of this thing. That bundle carries you right through those insider articles on the website as well.
For sure. It's really a great value, and I think Disney Plus is the ascendant platform. WandaVision just dropped today. They're going to have five new Marvel shows over the course of the year, you know, and then a slate of Star Wars shows going next year. I really think Disney Plus is a platform on the rise, and it's almost like you get it thrown in when you get that bundle, which is, I think, really appropriate. Just really quickly, guys, the other big platforms out there, and just a real thumbnail sketch, you know, Amazon Prime comes in at $13 a month, always has 2 to 3 shows that wind up in our top five or top 10 in crossing streams at the end of the year. They have an eye for real quality at Amazon Prime, but really not for a width of content, and it's a very frustrating interface to use. I think, frankly, most people who have Prime Video have it because they have Amazon Prime. I don't think there's very many people who don't have Amazon Prime but then spend the $13 for Prime Video a month, and I don't think it would be a great investment.
100%. Yeah.
CBS,
yeah.
CBS
you get
All
the free
Access,
delivery, but
right? I mean, that's it. You get. I have Amazon Prime Video because my wife has Amazon Prime. It's that simple.
Right.
CBS All Access actually has a lot of original content. Star Trek, The Good Fight, Deep Library, Comedy Central stuff, Nickelodeon stuff. It does have a live CBS channel, which, again, if you're looking at a workaround, CBS All Access is only $6 a month with ads if you happen to be a football fan, right? You could catch all the NFL on CBS games, including the Super Bowl this year, on CBS All Access, you know, NCAA tournament, of course. So, you know,
does it come with CBS
again,
Sports Network as well? Because Woods has had trouble getting that.
Yeah,
one.
I have cable.
Aztec games have been kind of opaque to him.
Tried to log in last night. I put on the TV last night, and I got the Contour and it's San Diego State Aztecs, and it pops up, and it's the CBS Sports. I don't have it. Stupid.
Yeah, and no, the CBS All Access does not cover CBS Sports. That is a different
bummer.
Different beast, and then, you know, the only other one I wanted to mention real quick was Apple TV Plus, because you probably already have it if you have an Apple device, right? You probably already got it in your phone. Only $5 a month. It's the cheapest of these platforms. It's also got the smallest library, but it's had a lot of quality that we've managed to touch on over the last year. So wrapping it all up, if I only had $35 to spend, I would get HBO Max. I would get the Disney bundle with Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. And then the third thing I would get would depend on my device. So I'm an Apple person, I would have Apple TV Plus. If I was an Android person, I'd probably lean towards something like a CBS All Access. And in those $35 then that you'd spend, you'd be pretty close to getting everything that you would have as a cable customer spending $150 a month.
News you can use from Craig Elston this morning in his Crossing Streams podcast appearance. Craig, as always, great stuff. Enjoy your holiday weekend.
All right, friends. Be well. We'll talk to you next week with some recommendations.
Thanks, Craig. Get a kick off a new year of TV streaming recommendations next week with Craig Elston. It's funny, you know, when I was growing up, I would have never pictured not having cable or satellite television. It was an absolute must. I mean, it's, you know, my day was centered around what was coming on TV, what I was going to watch, sports and everything.
But you don't remember the times when, like, I had the first part of my life, we didn't have it. We had the Channel 4, Channel 5, Channel 11, Channel 21, Channel 33.
VHF and the UHF.
Yep, VHF, UHF. You know, you cart your ass up to the TV to turn the channel.
We got cable pretty early. I remember I was probably like 5 or 6 when we had the... You didn't have a remote. You had to go up to the big box
and
dial.
Crank the dial.
It went from 2 to like 81.
Wasn't it? I remember my dad in 1985 bought a VCR, and I think it was like $15,000. I'm not. It was something like it was something absurd. You couldn't. It was one of the first ones. My dad was like, "If you touch this, I'm going to snap your neck in half. Don't touch the remote. If you want to watch a tape." We were like, what's a tape? What are you even talking about?
And I remember...
Do not touch this. He had a cover. There was a cover. I remember it was a cover on it. It was a cover for VCR.
I remember, obviously, technology had much advanced by the time I was, you know, 10 years old or whatever. But I remember when my family moved into a new house and we had to get a new TV for the new house, right? We got... It was like a 60-inch TV. And we're like, oh, my God. It looked like a movie theater, right? It was about 8 feet tall. 3 feet, you know, back towards the wall, just this massive box. And then you think it really wasn't that much longer afterwards where we started getting the thin, you know, LCD or LED TVs. And you're like, okay, that would have cost $200. I'm pretty sure it was like almost $2,000 back in, you know, 99.
Oh, yeah. And it weighed 40,000 pounds.
It would heat up like a convection oven. You're like near there. It's giving off radiation when you're standing next to it.
I remember when I used to move apartments a lot. I was a bit of a nomad. And the carrying of the big TV, it was 7,000. You're like, oh my God, this is the worst. Now you can pick it up one in each hand.
We actually bought a townhouse, I don't know, 20 plus years ago in Carlsbad. It had one of those big TVs like Paul was talking about. It's like they just threw it in.
They left it. They didn't want to move it.
We did the same thing when we sold it. It's like TV can just stay there because there's no way we're getting this out of the apartment.
You know what I think me and my wife do. I think we both pay for Netflix in my house. I'm not kidding. It's like $14 a month. I just got charged yesterday for it, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'm on her account.
I'm sure Craig would recommend only one per family.
Right.
Netflix subscription.
Megan and I both have Netflix, I think, still. We both have Amazon Prime accounts still, and we keep saying, like, we should probably, you know, figure that out.
Consolidate
it, Paul.
It would make a lot of sense.
It really would. I'm looking through my subscriptions right now. No, I don't have it.
Hey, before we get to the top there, we got our family picks coming up. Had some good news. Wanted to update everybody. Pauly, we put out the call yesterday. Nick Finn, of the program, his sister had gone missing.
We used to work with Nick here at Entercom, one of the best dudes you will ever meet. Yeah, his sister had disappeared in Santee, and thank God they found her yesterday and returned her to her family. So she is safe and sound. Thank God for that. And thanks to the police who found her, you know, and got her home safe. That was awful. I felt so terribly for him. I texted with him the other day when it happened, when he put out the notice, and he's just completely distraught. So, you know, very, very happy for them that they were found.
And then we just saw a little note that passed on the Twitter thread about the Padres signing a pitcher, Woods. Do you still have that?
I don't.
Okay. Well, it wasn't someone I had ever heard of.
He was from the Bahamas. I knew that. That's part of International Signing Day, I'm assuming.
Padres agreed to deal with right-handed pitcher Evan Sweeting of the Bahamas,
Sweeting.
According to Jesse Sanchez, MLB account from MLB.com. So a real reporter. I don't know anything about Evan Sweeting of the Bahamas. Well, the Padres have had a number of Caribbean players over the years. Gene Kingsale from Aruba was on the team. They've had some Caribbeans on the team in the past. I have never heard of Evan Sweeting, though, so we'll have to get you a little more information on that.
Yeah, and again, you know, today is International Signing Day. Also, five players arbitration eligible: Dan Altavilla, Caratini, Lamet, Pagan, and Fan.
Yeah, those numbers have to be exchanged by 10 a.m.
You got 2 hours to lock it down.
I'm most interested in seeing, you know, what the FAM two numbers will be, the FAM's numbers are, and the Padres counter.
How about Nelson Lamet too?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to get a little bit of a raise for sure.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's healthy coming back in 2021 here. People keep worrying about Denelson Lamet.
Every time we're in on a pitcher,
it's Denelson Lamet's not doing well. Not necessarily.
Doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Everyone who's told us about Denelson Lamet says he's on track where they want him to be.
We've heard that.
To get ready for the season. It's not a guarantee.
No, sure.
All right, are you ready to make your picks, Woods? Our family,
I'm ready.
Fake gambling, NFL playoff selections coming up next with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.